For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. The WKU baseball team and the Bowling Green Hot Rods are scheduling some unique doubleheaders this year that will allow both those teams to use the Bowling Green ballpark on the same day. Dan Modlin explains in this report.
For the fourth consecutive season, the WKU Hilltoppers will be able to host some in-state rivals at the Bowling Green ballpark. But this year, the Hot Rods, the Class A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, will play games early in the day to accommodate WKU's evening games. Matt Myers is the head baseball coach at WKU.
The opportunity to have the University of Louisville and University of Kentucky come in the same year downtown at the ballpark, Bowling Green ballpark with the Hot Rods. I want to thank Brad Taylor and his staff for once again partnering with us to have what I think has got a chance to be one of the best atmospheres in our state, not only for locally for baseball, but for college baseball.
Bowling Green Hot Rods president Brad Taylor says his team is scheduling Hot Rods Education Day games, which start at 10:35 in the morning on April 9th and April 23rd.
We basically find days in April and May, and we work around the schedules. We've gotten smarter as we've done this. We've worked with the various schools to find out when their testing may take place so that we don't interfere with the opportunity for teachers to bring their students out to these day games. And we do them at 10:30 in the morning so we can work with busing to get them to and from. But we try to weave in some educational components for them so that teachers can go back to the classroom having watched a Hot Rods game. And based on the roster of the Hot Rods, which could be kids from the Dominican, Mexico, Northern Virginia, California, Texas, they can learn geography. Based on Matt Rice going 2-for-4 last year, they can calculate an average and learn some division. And there's just some components that take place within the game that make it more than just a day out of school. It's a learning component that teachers can take back to the classroom. And it's a great opportunity for us where it started with a couple, and I think this year we have 4 or 5 of these. So we've gotten to the point where we're playing 5 of these games either at 10:30 or at noon. And frankly, you know, on a Tuesday in April, we're going to probably do a little bit better at 10:30 with all these kids coming than we might if it's a Tuesday night in April. We've gotten creative and we've worked on some things, but I think this pairing here is going to be phenomenal.
And so the Hot Rods will host the Lansing Lugnuts on April 9th at 10:35 in the morning. And then that evening at 6 p.m., the Hilltopper baseball team will take on the University of Louisville. On April 23rd, the Hot Rods and Fort Wayne Tin Caps will play at 10:35 in the morning. And that evening, again at 6 p.m., WKU will host the University of Kentucky. Matt Myers says the opportunity to play in-state rivals in a professional ballpark is good for recruiting.
It's unbelievable. We show them that facility. I mean, our facility is pretty darn good, too. But when you say, hey, listen, we're also going to play a couple games a year in an atmosphere that's every bit of a super regional or regional championship game, and we're going to do it in front of 4,000 to 6,000 of our own fans supporting us. I mean, it's pretty neat. Not a lot of people can say that. In this area, people we recruit against, they can't sell that. And, you know, anytime a player gets to play in a professional ballpark, there's something about, you know, that's the dream when you're 3 years old to play professional baseball, whether it be a minor league park or major league park, to play in that. You know, our guys still talk about the conference tournament. I mean, every time we get a chance to go down there, you get revved up. And we love playing here at the Nick, but yeah, it helps recruiting. I mean, absolutely. What a beautiful facility to say, hey, you're going to play in front of thousands of people here.
WKU baseball coach Matt Myers. In 4 regular season contests all time at Bowling Green Ballpark, the Hilltoppers have not lost. Most recently, the Hilltoppers defeated Louisville in May of this year. Those interested in purchasing tickets can contact either the Bowling Green Hot Rods or WKU Athletics. Again, the dates for the games, April 9th and April 23rd. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.